All right, it's that time again, every Sunday afternoon, right at 3 o'clock, right here on 10talknetwork.com, Living a Good Life, from Beacon of Hope Ministries, right here also in Clearwater, Florida. So we are glad to have every one of you joining us, wherever you might be around the globe this day. Always great to be able to share the Word of God with our listeners. It's always a blessing. And as always, we'll have a couple of our radio team members come along here shortly. Cindy Henderson from Idaho, part of Beacon of Hope from a distance. And Nan Watson will be along here pretty soon, too. So love all of our radio contributors and what blessings they are to us and to all of you as they chat with me and share the Word of God. Teach through experience, and that's what this show's all about. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and I am excited about today's show because we are in our series, Jesus Is, and it's a great series, and so we have more to share with you all today, and we are going to be on part four today of Jesus Is. Cindy Henderson, is that you?
It is me.
It is you. How are you, my friend?
It is I,
huh? Okay.
I have a migraine today.
So Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit, but I'm here.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're glad you're here. I know that's tough on you when those happen. I've been around you before when you were struggling with the headache thing. So we just pray right now for you, Cindy. We ask God to take that pain away in the name of Jesus, and to cause you to be able to think clearly and to know that He is your healer, as I know you know, and that whatever causes those migraines will just dissipate right now in Jesus' name. Plead the blood of Jesus over you. And while we're praying, let's go ahead and pray for the show today. Because God's going to get some mighty things done. There's a lot He wants to get done today, and I don't know where all the people are around the globe that He wants to minister to, but they are out there. So we're going to do our best to bring God's word to the listening audience. And so, Lord, we just come before You. We ask You again to really take care of this pain in Cindy's head. And we also ask You, Lord, to just minister through us Your grace, Your mercy, Your love, and bring hope and strength to our listeners, and cause them to realize who You are for them and what You want to do in their lives. And Lord, as always, we just thank You for Your precious word, because without Your word, we have nothing, we are nothing. It's all You, and we submit to Your lordship again this day and desire to be channels of blessing to our audience, whether they listen live or later on podcast. And we thank You, Lord, for this ability and this privilege to be on the air this day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I've got to move a fan here, Cindy, so would you talk a second, because I've got to leave this board just a moment, because I don't know if you can hear that sound, but there's a fluttering sound going on, and that's the fan. So I'll be right back. So Cindy, why don't you just tell them how precious God is to you today, and I'll be right back and join you.
Okay. I'm not sure I can put that into words sufficiently. God is everything. He is healer, friend.
Amen.
Provider. He gives us life. He sustains our life.
Amen.
And it's so easy to take for granted everything that we have.
Isn't it? Really? Yeah.
I have friends who just came back from a mission trip to India.
Oh, wow.
And they said, you know, nothing makes you appreciate being an American and living in America than traveling outside of America.
That's true, and I've been there, and I can tell you it's true.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, especially as Americans, and I'm sure there are other countries where it's the same, but I think we often just, we're used to this, and we take for granted the things that we have been blessed with, and the fact, I mean, I'm thankful that I have a job that has benefits. I'm thankful
right.
that I have shelter.
Exactly.
As you know, I've lived in a car before.
I know you have.
And,
yeah.
And And so I think that, and another thing that strikes me is that Christians often in other countries that have so much less compared to American standards.
Oh, yeah.
Are so joyful and mm-hmm. so happy and so fulfilled. And
why is that, Cindy? Why is it that it doesn't matter what you have personally? It's that relationship with God, isn't it? Do you want to talk about that? Because I agree with you that growing up as a missionary's kid, I learned that. I lived that as appreciating everything, every little thing we had, you know?
Right. I think it's God. I mean, to be content and joyful in the worst situations, in the
right.
best situations, no matter what you have, knowing that, you know, back when I lived in the car, I was able to come to your church
right.
every single day.
Right.
And be there in, you know, in the air conditioning and have a place to eat some food, you know, and shower, not shower, but
yeah.
have safety and shelter and study,
sure.
listen to music. I was blessed to have a place where I was allowed to go into a home and take a shower
right.
each day, you know, things like that. So it's...
We don't want our audience to think you lived in a car very long, because you really didn't,
no,
did you?
About a month.
Right. Even then, like. I think that's when we first met you. And even
right.
then, that was very difficult circumstance for you.
It was. It was very different, but it was a learning time.
Sure.
It made me...
yeah.
I learned a lot. I appreciate things much more. And it gave me a heart for people who don't have
homes, absolutely.
And, you know, don't have steady meals and many, many things like that. But I think that it also proves how God supplies. And
yes,
God
He does.
Provides and takes care of you through those times.
And here you are in Idaho now, the last few years. You have a good job. God is blessing you. And
yes.
and I think that there are so many people that do go through very trying times in their lives, and those times God uses to teach us so much about Him and how much He loves us. And we're going to talk a lot about His love today. For all of you out there, wherever you are, God wants to minister a lot to you today, and I think you're really going to be blessed. We're going to start the show off right now with a Chris Tomlin song. Pretty peppy. I love this song. Sing, 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 and you can join along and sing on this song.
You hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high. kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens we were. Sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift
God. That's what he wants us to do, is to praise him and sing praise. Sing praise. I love that. I want to start with Psalm 33, the first five verses. Psalm 33, I'm reading in the NIV. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Did you know that? I don't know if a lot of people realize that God really wants us to praise him. That praise needs to be on our lips and in our heart. Verse 2, and then I'm going to go to you, Cindy, for comments while Nan gets set up in here. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Of course, we know Jesus is the word, right? He's faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. We are talking today about his love. We are talking today about who he is with the fourth I am statement in this series. Jesus is the good shepherd and what that means to each of us. And you know, as you begin to get a concept of what Jesus wants to be in your life, you can't help but sing praise, right, Cindy? I mean, it just flows out of you if you know that God loves you and you love God and you got that relationship going.
Right. And I think even as Christians, we have trouble sometimes grasping everything we are in Christ and everything that Christ is in us.
Amen. Yes.
It's overwhelming, really.
Yes, it is.
And I love the verse that says that God inhabits the praise of his people.
He loves it.
And,
yes.
And if when you're in a praise service, and I was blessed to be able to go see Hillsong United here when they came to Boise, and wow.
I know.
Thousands of people praising the Lord.
Oh, I know. I went a few years ago here in Tampa. Wow.
The atmosphere is just overwhelming.
It is. It's wonderful. It is.
And it doesn't, it's, you know, I think it's magnified when there's thousands, but even if you have 10.
Right.
Even if you have two.
Right.
Or just you.
Or just you. Two or you, right?
Yeah. In your car, your room.
Absolutely.
It says that God inhabits that praise. He's there. He's living in your praise. He's present and soaking it up.
He is. He's loving it. And, you know, that's interesting that you bring up that verse, because it reminds us how important it is to praise God no matter what's going on. And we're told right here in Psalm 33, and we're told in so many places of the word, that praise breaks chains of bondage over us. And as we sing, as we open our mouths, we are given voices for a reason, not just so we can sing silly songs, but in particular, I like silly songs too, by the way, but so that we can really praise the God who created us and gave us a voice and said, sing to me, praise me, because that's what I want you to do. And I think it's such a blessing. And so many people, they're like, they can yell and scream at football games and soccer tournaments, but when it comes to absolutely singing praise to God, a lot of times they're a little shy. Talk to us, Nan. Now, Nan Watson is one of those who is not shy, and you are belting out your praises this morning in our service. And what a joy when we do that, Nan.
What a joy. I mean, he is our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
He's our Creator.
Yeah.
You know, and I think as part of when we were doing the prayer request this morning, a part of what was prayed in there was to be thankful that we're in a country where we can meet together and praise His holy name.
Yes.
Because there's some of our fellow Christians in other countries that are not afforded that wonderful opportunity that we have, that many people miss out on this opportunity that they have. They don't go to church.
Oh, absolutely. We just came through July 4th and freedom and independence of our nation was emphasized. And folks, we really shouldn't take it for granted, because it is such an amazing ability that we have, as Nan said, to go gather together with people that of like mind and pray and worship God. And whether or not you go to a service or whether or not you stay home in the quietness of your house or your car, still we need to learn to open our mouths and praise God, Nan. That is so important. We can open our mouths and fill them with food. I'm watching her unwrap something delicious in the through the glass here, Cindy. So that's why I said that. But we can fill our mouths with food and everything else. But how often do we take time to fill our mouths and our hearts with praise, Nan?
I don't think we do it often enough. You know, I was saying the thing you were talking about games, and you know, I've been to baseball games, I've been to football games, and you know what? Everyone yells and screams and hollers and claps, and when their team makes a touchdown or a home run, oh my, they just go wacko, they go crazy. Mm-hmm. But yet, you're one of those. When we get in a church, sometimes people, they don't do that.
Right.
And they find it awkward or odd to do that, but yet they'll do that at a game, you know? And how much more so is important to offer praise and worship to our Heavenly Father.
Oh, absolutely. And this is one reason, I guess, we're starting the show like this, although this wasn't intentional. As always, we just let the Holy Spirit lead. But the topic today is Jesus saying, I am the Good Shepherd. Now, a Good Shepherd takes care of you, provides for you, which we're going to talk about today in numerous passages. And so I guess my point here is in this big early segment here is that we have so much to be thankful for, so much to praise God for. He is always there with us, always taking care of us. He cares about our headaches. He cares about our aches and pains. He cares about every detail of our lives, Cindy. He cares about all of that. He cares about the big thing that's Nan is sitting in there eating right now. He cares that Nan is sustained, right, Cindy? I mean, God cares about all the details of our lives. I'm just teasing her because she's
It's a Three Musketeers bar, just to let you know.
Yes, but it's one of those king-size ones.
It was a king-size, yes.
So I'm watching this, and have you noticed she has... Oh, you're eating an almond joy.
There you go.
And have you noticed she has not offered me any? I just want you to know
whoops.
That.
Would you care for some, Pastor?
No. Thank you very much, Nan. But anyway, I'm just saying that all these blessings, the scripture says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. And therefore, we are so blessed, and we need to learn to praise God. And Nan, you got your hand up for a reason.
I'm so excited because I thought of this metaphor situation.
All right, let's hear about a metaphor.
We're talking about my Three Musketeers bar.
Uh-huh.
I have to partake of it. I have to actually take it. I have to put it in my mouth in order to be able to enjoy this.
You're doing that. I'm watching you.
Well, I haven't put it in yet, but you know. But what I'm thinking, the smell of the chocolate, and I'm not trying.
I'm glad I'm in here in the control room, and there is a glass window between us.
But people.
She didn't buy me one, but go ahead. Go ahead.
What did I get you?
But don't, we're not talking about that. Go ahead, Nan.
But it's like that candy bar. I can choose to partake of it, or I can choose to put it aside. And people miss out.
Right.
When they reach out and praise God.
Yes.
And the failure to reach out and praise
God.
It is there. It is a choice.
But and it's fun to praise God.
How great it is to do that.
Man,
you know?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I do want to say that Nan did bring me a little surprise, so I guess I must admit that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. I don't want her to come off as being, you know, ungiving or.
Thank you.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, so Cindy, I guess what we're saying is our audience, we need to really realize that praising God, thanking God should be such an integral part of our lives on a daily basis. And when things happen and you get that answer to prayer, don't forget to stop and say, Lord, I thank you. There it is. There's the answer I was looking for. And sometimes things happen quickly in my life because of the speed that I live. And there are times that I get an hour down the road and I go, oh, my gosh, Lord, I forgot to thank you for that answer to prayer specifically. That appraisal came in great on that house, whatever it is. And, Lord, I just thank you. That was you, and I thank you for that. And we can't forget those little things. Cindy, talk to us.
And you talked about praise being fun. I grew up in a church where it wasn't a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was very routine.
Right.
And boring.
Okay.
and now I'm in a church where I have to sit on the end of the aisle because I'll injure people if I don't. I am known to be quite active.
You will injure people?
I will injure people with elbows and fists and because
you know, you jump around and you praise God
jump,
and you get happy.
My arms, you know, are up most of the time. And
right.
And so it's fun.
Well, it is fun. And I would say to those out there in our audience that say, going to church, how could that be fun? Or doing what you guys are talking about doing, it is the most rewarding, wonderful thing. When you enter into the presence of the Lord and you are praising God with your mouth, with your hands lifted up, sometimes when you're dancing in the spirit, or when you're just feeling the presence of God so strongly that your heart feels like it's going to explode because you love God so very much. We're talking about real things here. And when you realize that Jesus is your good shepherd, you have a whole lot to be very excited about, Nan. Talk to us. And so much to say, God, I just love you for that. I love you for that.
Well, I just love him for that.
Well, there you go.
I just love him for that. You know, I mean, he is my good shepherd. My good shepherd. One of the things you said in the service this morning, because I was taking notes and this comes to mind.
You usually are.
I usually am. I write what you write and I write some more. And one of the things I wrote was, he is mine. He is my shepherd. And yet he's a shepherd of billions of other people.
Mm-hmm. I remember saying that.
And, you know, he is my
personal
shepherd.
Personal.
It's personal. I mean, it's so cool.
I want to talk about that word today because, you know, I started the sermon this morning talking about, you know, personally, you know, we have personal space. We don't want people to invade our personal space, right? We have personal belongings. I travel some, and when I go to pick up my bag as it comes around the belt, I want to make sure I get my personal bag. I don't want to get anybody else's bag, right? I don't want to open it and see somebody else's clothes. I want my personal belongings, right? And God wants to be personal for us, Cindy. Talk about that before we do this next song.
It's really interesting how, you know, when you talk about a flock of sheep, when you're thinking of a sheep herd.
Sheep herd.
They there's not a lot of personal space there sometimes. You know,
they, yeah, there you go. That's right.
They're kind of crowded in.
Yeah.
They bump each other and stuff. But to think that our shepherd knows us so completely that out of millions and millions and millions of sheep through time, he still knows
you
personally and intimately. He knows what we like and what we don't. He cares about the things that we care about.
He does.
I think I've said it before, I always pray for parking favor.
Right. I know.
I want a good parking space.
My mother used to always do that and swear by that.
And it's, you know, just the littlest things. I find change on the ground all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his little way of reminding me that, hey, I have this.
Right.
I have you. Look, I can, you know, I was driving along in Kentucky years ago, and a wallet hit the pavement in front of me, and I pulled over, walked up and down the sides of the road for about an hour and a half, was able to recover this guy's money and his credit cards, was able finally to track him down, and
wow,
you know, he said, hey, I just cashed my paycheck. How much money is left? And it's like, I told him, and he goes, wow, it's almost all of it. And he said, keep 50 for yourself and send me the rest.
Wow. And
what he didn't know is that I needed money so desperately right then.
Oh,
wow. And God gave me $50 by Woo! Throwing it in front of my car.
That's great. I love that story. That's great.
Yeah.
But you're talking about a personal God, Cindy. You're talking about not just some God core up there somewhere who just has billions and billions of people to see about and no time for us individually. We're going to talk about this with the scripture in John chapter 10. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn there. But first, we're going to play Dr. Angel's favorite song, Good, Good Father. And it really talks about our good shepherd. Crowns doing this one.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I I'm never alone. 'Cause you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're perfect.
you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love.
Hallelujah. I love that song. Glory to God. Nan's got a poem God gave her during that song. Do you want to share that?
I do indeed. Truly, I'm your good shepherd. I will always be here for you. I love you so very much. This is so greatly true. I am your good shepherd. Will you heed to my voice? I will lead you and watch you to do. However, remember, it's your choice. So, what will you do with this? Will you allow me to shepherd you? I am here, and I love you so much. The great love I have for you is so true.
Boy, that's right on. Boy, that's the free choice.
That one really struck me when he inspired that, because, you know, he's a good shepherd, and he calls us by name.
Yeah.
But do we respond to that?
Right. It's our choice.
It's our choice.
Yeah, read that one more time.
Truly, I'm your good shepherd. I am always here for you. I love you so very much. This is so greatly true. I am your good shepherd. Will you heed my voice? I will lead you in what you're to do. However, remember, it's your choice. So what will you do with this? Will you allow me to shepherd you? I am here and love you so much. The great love I have for you is so true.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you. It's a question. It's a challenge to all of us, to our listeners. Do you want a good shepherd in your life? Do you think you need the good shepherd in your life? John chapter 10. Last week we taught Jesus says, where he said, I am the gate. In the beginning part of John 10, he calls in some translations it's a door, and some the gate. But today we're talking about the Good Shepherd, which is the fourth I am in the book of John. No other gospel has all of these. The book of John is where we find these. Starting with verse 1, I'm going to read in the NIV. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, in other words, Jesus, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. Okay, now here we're talking about, he starts talking about the devil who tries to steal us away from our good shepherd. The man who enters by the gate, Jesus, is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. His sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from a stranger or from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. And then Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was talking about. So he got more, he explained it a little deeper. What's interesting about the times that this was written is that a lot of shepherds kept their sheep together in a big enclosure. Usually the wall around that enclosure was only about 3 feet tall, but it had a row of thorns on that wall to protect from thieves, to protect from sheep stealers, to protect from wild animals getting in and hurting or stealing the sheep. And we know that the crown of thorns was placed in Jesus' head, and that he accepted that willingly. Interesting about that. Also interesting fact that in the morning, the shepherds would come to the gate or the door, and they would call out for their sheep, whatever their names were. And I was being a little silly this morning in church, but, you know, you can just hear the shepherd standing there, you know, Billy, you know, Billy, Jill, you know, whatever their names were, Fernando, Alfonso, whatever their names were.
Nanette, Cindy,
there you go, all right. And so the sheep would respond to the voice of their shepherd, not the voice of another shepherd. And so their shepherd would lead those sheep out and take them. And we're going to talk about where he would take them in a moment. But Isaiah 43 talks about my sheep hear my voice. And I want to run there for just a moment, because I think it's very important that we realize that the good shepherd knows us personally. There's that word again. Is there a bell in there, Nan? If there is, no, there it is. You find it? All right, I'm going to say the magic word here. It's not magic word, but it's the important word here. God knows us personally. There you go. Isaiah 43, but now this is what the Lord says, verse 1. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. I'm in the NIV. Fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Talk to me about a personal God, Cindy, and as it relates to these sheep, etc.
I think that's interesting about them having groups of different flocks of sheep that stayed together. I did not know that.
Right.
And so it makes it even, I think it makes it even better, because
it does, doesn't it?
If you just have one herd of sheep and the door opens and the shepherd goes, hey, come on.
Yeah. Let's go.
Then, you know, the way sheep are, a couple sheep start going, the sheep go.
And,
right. So the fact that it was multiple herds of sheep.
Yes.
Really bring it home, brings the idea home more specifically for me.
It does, doesn't it?
In that, you know, if you have, say, five herds together and one shepherd steps up and calls for his sheep, he knew that his sheep would follow him. The other shepherds knew that their sheep wouldn't.
Right.
And they were confident in that. And so I think it that really highlights it for me, in that we have a lot of things pulling at us, a lot of voices.
We do.
And even as Christians, a lot of people going off, you know, this area, that area, which doesn't necessarily make it bad.
Right.
But maybe it's not the best area way for you to go, best activity for you to be involved in, best group of people for you to hang out with, you know, and so it really strikes me that the sheep didn't just wait for the door to be opened and the first guy to step up and go, hey, come on, and they all run after him.
Yeah, isn't that cool? I mean,
and it also kind of speaks to me about individual congregations.
Yes. Yes.
How that, you know, you find a group of people to worship with, but you find a shepherd to sit under and eat and grow.
Boy, that's a good point too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's thanks for bringing up that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I always learn something.
Well, the thing is, I mean, think about that. I like the fact that this pen was full of a lot of different shepherds' sheep. And mm-hmm. and like when some people say, like, my dad and my granddad had the same name, okay? So let's mm-hmm. say that that was the name of a little sheep, which
yeah.
it was. My my grandpa's name was William, my dad's name was William, and my dad went by Billy. But let's say that there's mm-hmm. five little sheep in there by the name of Billy. But right. it was the tone, it was the sound of that shepherd, of that little Billy. Whether there were 15 little Billies in there, or little Sylvias, or little Cindys in there, it didn't matter, because it was the little Cindy or the little Billy that belonged to that shepherd who came running right. out. Oh, that's mm-hmm. that's my shepherd. I got to go. Talk to us, Nan. Right. I love this whole thing, the way God, what Jesus teaches us, this is the way he operates. He knows us by name.
You know, it's so comforting to know that he does.
Yeah.
You know, the song, we have a good, good father. We have a good, good shepherd.
We do.
You know, and he's there for us whenever we get ourselves yeah. in a little trouble. You know, what about the little sheep who kind of strays off? What does he do? You know, the word of God says that he will go off.
Yes.
He'll go after that sheep.
He does.
And the sheep may be in the briars.
Yeah.
May have briars all over them and have to be pulled out and picked off. And that shepherd goes after his little sheep and takes care of them and nurtures them. And, you know, maybe they've been stuck for a while and haven't eaten or haven't drank. Right. And he'll take care of them. And right. that's the way he does with us.
He so does that with us, because he cares about every detail of our lives, which it's so important to remember that. Cindy, you want to comment on that? Because I think this is powerful, this teaching right here. Personal God for us, personally ours. Well,
I think it just also shows how that no one is out of God's reach. You can run hard and fast in the opposite direction, but if you're a Christian, you take him with you, and he will work through people, through details, through
right.
circumstances to bring you back where you need to be, to
absolutely.
Into your safe shelter. And the fact that a shepherd will leave the whole herd to go after one little
right,
sheep.
Right, exactly.
You know, they could easily write it off.
Right.
Oh, it's just one. It's just one.
Right.
and he was stubborn, you know. Good
right.
riddance.
Right, good riddance, yeah. But that's not how God operates, our good, good shepherd, is it?
No, that's not how he operates. And no matter how much resistance we put up, how much we try to rebel and run, really all we're doing is making our lives difficult.
Right.
And eventually he'll find us anyway. He'll bring us back because he knows exactly where we are.
He does.
You know, we can't... there's verses that talk about, you know, whether I descend into the depths of hell or to the top of a mountain, there you are.
There you are. So, you can't run away from him.
No.
Speaking of that, Cindy, you were a part of the church when here in Clearwater, when Nan began to come to church, what, 7 or 8 years ago?
Eight.
And mm-hmm. eight. And we had a little name for her, if you remember, Cindy. It was Jonah, because... little Jonah kept running. Do you want to comment on any of that, Nan, before we do this song?
I was just thinking about that, actually.
Were you?
Yeah, I was running for 7 years, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, had been very hurt in a church situation and said, I'm over, I'm through with churches, I'm through with pastors. Pastors hurt. And then I found Beacon.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot, and I came back into the fold. And he wooed me back into the fold. And... he's placed me in a wonderful spirit-filled church and a wonderful pastor. You didn't say to say that. I'm saying that. You're a good pastor.
I paid you $5 to say
you
that.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, I mean, he
yeah.
he knows where we are.
Right.
And
he
I
does.
Was Jonah, and I was running.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran for a while even after reaching the church. But, you
yeah.
know, I was just loved on. You know, Cindy, you were talking about having a church family and a church around and the people loving on you. And that's what they did at Beacon for me.
Yes, mm-hmm. you are part of that,
oh, yeah.
Cindy.
I miss Pastor's hug.
There you go.
There you go.
You call me Prime Minister, remember?
I still do.
Okay. Yes. All right. Listen to this song by Hillsong, Let the Peace of God Reign. Love this song. It's for you out there. Take this song. That's what your good shepherd provides for you, peace.
Father of life, draw me closer. Lord, my heart is set on you. Let me run the race of time with your life enfolding mine, and let the peace of God let it rain. Oh, Holy Spirit, Lord, my comfort. Strengthen me, hold my head up high, and I stand upon your truth, bringing glory unto you, and let the peace of God let it rain.
Play it very often, but I love it. Let the peace of God, and that's what God wants for you, dear listener, this day. Your good shepherd wants you to feel that peace. Nan, share the poem God just gave you.
I will provide the peace that you need. I will rain upon you with peace from me. I will help you in all that you face, little sheep. I will help you of this believe. I will help you in all things. I will always be here for you, little one. I will help you in all the things that you face. I will do it. Consider it done.
Ooh.
I do love you with everlasting
Amen.
Love. I do see all that you currently face.
Mm-hmm.
I will help you through all things. I will give it to you by my grace. And what was interesting about this poem is I will, I do, I do, I will, I do, you know. And it's just a reminder to us of He will.
He will.
He will.
He's our personal God.
Exactly.
And we want our audience to know that these poems just come to you usually during a song, and you just start typing in there, and the studio, which is really cool. So this is not anything planned ahead of time. We let the Holy Spirit lead as much as we possibly can.
Yes.
So, Cindy, for all of us or all the people out there who say, I know about God. I'm not sure that I would say he's my personal Lord and Savior. The change that happens in our lives when we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior are tremendous. You've only got a couple minutes, but tell me in a couple minutes what that whole concept means to you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the difference of having your parents as opposed to...
Oh, that's good.
The neighbor's parents.
Okay, there you go.
Or a friend at school, their parents.
Right.
The other parents, the neighbor parents, the friend's parents, they might be fantastic parents, but they're not your parents.
There you go.
And you might hang out at their house. They might feed you meals and take you places, but when it comes right down to it, they're not saving for your college tuition.
Okay.
You know, they're not helping you buy your school clothes.
Right.
You know, they're not the ones that are going to take you to the doctor when you fall down and break your
wrist. That's good. I like that.
Know, something like that. So, you can know about God. Most people do. Most people have some concept of God. There are even people who pray, hey, God, help me with this. Hey, God, help me with that. But the personal relationship brings it down to just you and your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some people have trouble relating to that because their parents weren't the greatest. This parent is always fantastic.
Right.
So
yes,
I would encourage, you know, if your parents weren't so fantastic or aren't so fantastic, go to this parent.
Right.
This parent knows you, every little detail of you down to the cells that and the atoms that make you up.
Amen.
Because he planned you back before time ever started.
Amen.
And so for him to care that deeply about you, then he wants to be involved in your day-to-day. And, you know, all I can say is give him a chance.
Amen.
Say okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready, yeah.
Prove it to me. Because God says in the Bible, you know, prove me now therewith.
Yeah.
Prove me now.
Yeah.
I do what I say. I don't lie.
Right.
And so if you just give him the chance, you will be amazed.
Amen. We're going to talk more about that in our second hour. I can't believe the first hour is already up. Nan, would you just mention our Thursday night show, Go Yard, what that means and why we do that and who it is and how we access it?
You is Mama Mac. Dr.
My
Angel.
My other name.
Your other name.
Yeah.
Is. And Dr. Angel Falzoni. It's a life coaching show. I call it free counseling. You have touched on all kind of topics within the last 4 years of it being in. It's 4 years now, right?
4 years, September.
There you go. So in almost 4 years, you've hit on all kinds of topics. So they can either listen to what's happening now, and it may or may not apply to them, or they can look back on the website and say, wow, that one applies to me. That one applies to me, and they can listen to it. If you listen live, you can call in with questions or comments. And I know I've done that a few times, and it's certainly available to them. But that's why I call it free counseling, because if it's on a topic that affects me right now, I can call and ask a question. I get free counseling.
There you go. And that's Thursday nights right here on this station, 6:06 p.m. Eastern. We have a new series starting this Thursday night. It's about the concept of red flags in relationships, and I think that Dr. Angel and I agreed on a title for this today, and it is Blind Man's Bluff. You better be tuning in for this series, because it'll help you in your relationships. Blind Man's Bluff, or woman's, okay? So anyway, that's Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. Our website for that show is GoYard 2014. That's the year we began. GoYard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, not a .com. For our ministry, it is BOHM, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMGlobal.com. Go there to our website, and you'll find a lot of our shows. September 23rd, I believe it is the date for our 600th show, which we're going to have a party right here at the station. We're going to be having every one of our radio team members on for a little while that day, if at all possible. And 600 shows, Cindy. I mean, I remember when we had a party at Beacon for our second, our 200th show, and that was like wild. Do you remember that? It's been like wild. Oh, my. Really? So we're in our 12th year every afternoon, every Sunday afternoon right here. Love it, love it, love it. And then we do the Facebook post, and that happens when I can. there for a while, for the first year and a half, I was trying to get them done every week, but this summer has been really crazy for me with working and with kids and grandkids visits. And so I will be doing a new one this week. So look for that on Marcia McAllister posts or Beacon of Hope Ministries posts. It should be live this week, some morning, probably Wednesday or Thursday. So try to get those done. And enjoy doing those. And just a little 15 minutes talking about practical aspects of your walk with God. And that's what we like to do around here. Practical things that help you draw closer to God. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. You got about 45 seconds, Cindy, before we get up to the top of the hour. Why do we have a prayer line like that?
Because everybody needs it.
There you go.
And plus, this prayer line is powerful. You have prayer warriors involved that storm the gates of heaven for you, and results come from it.
You really mean that? Results?
Results. Positive.
Well, we keep track.
Results.
We keep track a lot of when we get an answer, you know, when we get something. So people, when God answers your prayer, if you've sent in a request to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com, send us a quick note saying God did this and whatever, because Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, keeps track of those, all those things in a little book. And there, it's faith builders, isn't it, Nan? Because when we see what God does constantly, and Nan was the one who prayed over all the requests that came in this morning, and it was a long... You were up